Minority Minds Podcast.
Another thing I want to talk about too, like these gender wars, man.
Oh yeah,
you gonna come back again with these gender wars?
That's why, yo. Like I was talking to my friend Tiffany this morning, right? Mm-hmm. I was telling her some real shit, like based off of like books I read, and I ain't no relationship expert or anything like that, but it's just like, it's just that ever since I went down this path of learning to understand what masculine and feminine energies are and not what I think they are, it's super enlightening and profound. Mm-hmm. To the point where it's like, it's really fucking tragic how misunderstood both sides are. Mm. Women don't understand women. I mean, no, women don't understand men. Men don't understand women. Men don't understand what it means to be a man and the power of that, and vice versa with women. Women don't understand their power. Like, it's crazy how, like, you know, I feel like with media, they really, society really, like, emphasizes masculinity to the point where women are told, like, yo, man, you gotta be a boss. Not to say, like, but on some masculine shit. Mm-hmm. Not realizing, like, yo, being feminine is also really fucking lit. Because it's just like, when I think about it, right? Like, everybody has a little bit of both, mm-hmm. more so than others. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, like, when people think about feminine, they think about girly shit. But femininity could mean, like, you know, how you feel when you drink wine or when you feel lit or that creative energy. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, when you think about it, there's a lot of men that are arguably more feminine than women. It's not a bad thing. Some of the best music is made pulled from that energy. But at the same time, I know your face. I see your face.
Because okay, those men agree, are though. The three-letter words.
But they're still wait, masculine what? As fuck at the same time. Like,
what, three-letter I mean, words what, babe?
A lot of women... So,
wow,
that's actually four. Because you pluralized it.
A lot of the women in power songs be written by men. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy
and
how
not gay men neither.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I was going to just say that.
You know, it's crazy. I think the biggest tragedy, arguably, is learning how a lot of women are helpful by nature, like helpers. Like, I think the best way to understand that is working either in management or a business owner or entrepreneurship. Because then you understand how stressful it is to wear every hat. Or if you supervising somebody at a clothing store and they call off. So you got to fucking do everything in the back end. You got to be on the floor. You got to do all that shit. But when you have help, someone actually helping you, and they're like, yeah, man, they show up every day. Damn, young, that shit. That creates more flexibility and freedom for you to operate in your strengths. And that's the same case with, like, the dynamic between men and women. Mm-hmm. It's like, yo, women, and I think the crazy thing is that there are a lot of women that genuinely want to fucking help people down to like running errands. I think that shit is ridiculous. I'll see the memes and a guy be like, hey, yo, man, you trying to go run errands with me? And they be like, yo, man, let's do it. It's crazy. And at the same time, it's like, on the flip side, you got a lot of us men, we're like, yo, man, we just want to provide. And not just like provide money, but provide literally like this environment, this ecosystem where like the woman can thrive and just be and flourish and just chill. Like, hey, yo, it's just like, yo, imagine you buy a mansion and you're like, hey, yo, pull up. All you gotta do is chill. You can do whatever the fuck you want. And that woman's like, hey, look, I don't need you. Like, what? Mm-hmm. Like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. Like,
I noticed fuck? That, yeah.
But at the same time,
talk about that too.
But at the same time, the unfortunate truth is that a lot of men be making demands, both sides be making demands, but not understanding, like, you know, the why part. It's like a man be like, hey, yo, you know, follow me because I'm the man. And the woman's like, all right, cool, but where we going? Dude's like, hey, yo, look, nah, I mean, I don't know, but you supposed to follow me because I'm the man. And so that's just like, that shit don't make sense. And then vice versa with a woman. Like, man's like, hey, yo, I forgot the second example I was about to use. Oh, shit.
Hey, you're the only person been talking. What the hell?
Yeah. There's a lot of confusion with the gender wars
today.
There's
a lot of fucking confusion, like, man. Like,
oh, I'm supposed to follow you. Like, think, all right, so where you leading, yo? Like,
I just
where
think
we going?
I was going to say, like, then the woman's like, hey, yo, man, I want to help you. Mm-hmm. And the man's like, well, I don't really need your help. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm good. Like, how you gonna help me? What you bring to the table? Mm. And people get so offended by it. I don't give a fuck. Like I still think that's a valid question. But in not the way that most people think. And I had this conversation with my homegirl yesterday, and she agreed, because there's a lot of men literally don't know how a woman can help them in their lives. Mm. And so a woman could be like, hey, yo, I can help you with your business. A man's like, hey, yo, but I got systems. I got all that shit taken care of. I don't need that. Whereas that woman's like, hey, yo, I understand you got all that neat help. You got all that done. But here are some holes. There's some discrepancies in your systems that I can help you with. Oh, hey, let me cook these meals because I learned so much about you. So I'm going to help you maximize your energy to, you know, become better at business and create more time. Like little stuff like that. So it's just a lot of confusion, man. I've been thinking about that. I know I was talking for a minute.
I mean, it all comes down to communication, comprehension, understanding, and empathy.
How would you define comprehension?
How you understand, like, what you understand, how you understand what is being said to you and what is being asked of you or what is being required of you. So, like, if I tell you, I want you to do this, this, and this, you hear what I'm saying, but do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm. Mm. Yeah. That's
That's why men and women don't understand each other, because they don't comprehend each other. They don't try to comprehend each other. They don't see past themselves.
Mm.
That's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm. I'd even add to that and say, like, in addition to that, like, it's like there's an unwillingness to be vulnerable. Mm-hmm. Because there's a certain level of vulnerability and openness that both sides gotta be.
But we're also minorities and we're also foreign.
Mm.
It's not part of our culture to show vulnerability.
Man, that's real. Mm. It's so unfortunate. So it's just, man, like I was telling, you know, it's crazy, like, and it's like, imagine, you know, you're like, hey, yo, you with somebody and you're like, both cups are half full. But they're looking at it as half empty. But let's just say half full, though. It's just like, all right, cool. I'm telling you, there's a certain level of openness that a person has to have to tell their partner, like, hey, look, I know I'm confident. And I walk around in this world and I want people to see me as confident. But because I really fuck with you and you my partner and I'm gonna keep it a stack with you, I ain't always confident. And I know you always see, I know you see that, but I literally need you to tell me that I'm the shit. And I need you to tell me a few times. Like I just need that from you. I'm not gonna ask that from anybody else.
It depends.
I
don't feed off of that. It all depends who that man is and how he is. Mm. Say if that's how you feel, like you need, like you said, you need words of affirmation. That's your love language, right?
Yeah.
So that's not for me. Mm-hmm. Like you could tell me all that shit you want. Like I'm confident. I know I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't need to hear all of that.
Yeah.
Some people grow complacent when they get praised.
Mm.
And I don't like to be complacent. So I don't want to hear the praise.
Mm.
That's good.
That's just my take. But
you know. I like that, because then it's like, even though I was using that as an example, you made a good point about love languages.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's my love language.
Mm-hmm. Same.
But everybody has different love languages. It's like, you know, what's yours, girl? Like, what do you think yours is?
Money.
Money.
And Supreme hats.
And
yeah, he's telling all facts there.
So receiving gifts.
Yeah, probably just... Acts of service. That's mostly mine.
And quality time.
Yeah, that's mostly mine. Because I like to provide acts of service. That's how I feel good about doing my part. I know I still haven't really done the part of giving her words of affirmation.
Yeah,
well,
that's my love language.
Yeah.
Sweet Jesus.
Still trying to work on
some
it.
Needy motherfuckers over here.
But,
love me.
Be like that, though. But the thing is, like, going back to what you said, it's just like, yo, like, that communication is missing also, because a lot of times, like, we're not always willing to communicate those things.
No. It's not just willing to communicate. It's also willing to understand the person that you're with.
Mm.
Because you can't force somebody to be something that they're not.
Mm. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know that that person isn't the most vocal person, you have to accept that, okay, that's not their strength. I'm not going to try to force them to be something that they're not, because that just creates more unhappiness for them.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't necessarily forcing if, well, what about compromise? That's
compromise is compromise. But when you're like, I need you to be this way and you need to be this way because this is what I want you to be. When you're trying to change somebody,
mm-hmm.
then you lose that person.
Yep.
But when you're trying to
more controlling.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But when you're like, okay, I understand, and you understand when to push and when not to push. Sometimes you have to push to get something out of somebody
because
they're not going to communicate. But sometimes you need to know, okay, I'm going to let them be because they will come to me and talk to me when they're ready.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times we get a lot of people in relationships where it's, I need you to be this. Oh, he doesn't do this enough. He doesn't do this enough, or doesn't go and do this enough, doesn't show this. But you knew that when you started dating the person.
Did they, though?
Bro, a personality is a personality.
Did they, though?
If I'm quiet, if I'm the type of person I am now, I'm going to always be that type of person.
I think it's dangerous to make assumptions.
But if you're listening to that person and you're paying attention to that person, you see it.
That's a big if.
If you're not paying attention, then what the fuck you in it for?
Because sometimes people get into relationships for so many different reasons. Sometimes they get into it.
But yeah. We ain't talking about the run-of-the-mill relationship. We talking about a real partnership.
Are we now? We talk about it now. We didn't establish that.
You kept saying partner. I'm using your words.
I get it. But sometimes people get the partnerships and relationships for totally different reasons.
Can you clarify on that?
What?
Partnerships and relationships, what do you mean, like, for different reasons? Like, what's the reasons? Can you give us some examples?
Some people may not want to be alone. They don't feel comfortable being alone. They've never been alone all their lives, so they'd rather be in an unhappy relationship than risk being alone and having to deal with their thoughts, their traumas. Some people haven't healed, so I guess that's maybe the same thing. They haven't healed from, you know, previous endeavors. So it's like, hey, let me trauma bond, or I'll figure it out along the way. You know, sometimes people get into relationships, you know, just to appease, like, society or social media. Sometimes they get into relationships just to, like, for the wrong reasons. Like, oh, okay, I'm going to use this person for their resources. There's so many different reasons, but also at the same time, some people genuinely want to, you know, get to know that person. They really fuck with them and they want to grow with them as well. So it's not all negative.
Hold on, wait, guys.
Sounds like a fair judgment.
Do the damn intro.
I was trying to find a way. I wasn't trying to, like, interrupt my man. He was in his groove.
I got this pillow right here.
If we would have let her keep going, it would never get
to
the
point. Minority Minds, we back. Yeah, Tardi B was out here rapping a whole lecture about
soliloquy.
Right. Tardi B is here. Godfather is here. Papi Chico is here. Then special guest. What's your nickname?
I don't know.
What we call her?
Oh, you said very.
Very light skin
K.
LSK. That's what
LSK.
LSK. LSK. That's what it was. Yeah, we back.
I feel like they gotta be sound effects with those names.
We gotta get used to that, guys.
Our budget ain't big
enough. Yeah, no, I mean like actual, like, you know, like when I hear the word Godfather, I think of something like ominous, like just the godfather.
But I'm not.
And anyway, Papi Chico's like, man, Papi Chico, you know what I'm saying?
Chico,
like,
you know what's fucked up? I was the Fontaine first. And then he jumped in after me.
How?
I changed my shit. Yeah, you was Ricky first.
But then,
but it came to like it's second to you. Like
we bros, so it makes sense. You know, he likes one was light skin, one was dark skin, wasn't he?
I think so.
So does that mean I can be Beast Fontaine?
No, it was only two Fontaine brothers.
Damn, Fontaine brothers.
The vibe, yo. Damn. Vibe
first,
you try
to take the nigga hairstyle.
Oh, I want to twist my hair.
Jesus, okay. This nigga.
Can you do it?
To take the hat off. Let me see.
Let me see this nappy ass.
Yo!
I'm feeling like the dude from Betty Frustin.
Exactly.
Dave Chappelle?
Yeah. Wretched.
Shout out to Juicy Smollett.
Anyway, yeah. What was he talking about?
That wasn't my fault.
Nah, it's cool.
All right, cool.
But yeah, so, yeah.
What's back going on, man?
Oh. I'm good. You good?
You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
You good?
I'm goody. I'm goody.
All day in the hood.
All day, every day. Speaking of hoods, we was talking about hoods, about how people be trying to rep their hoods. No offense, but.
But shouldn't you be proud of where you come from, where you grew up?
I feel you, but like not to the point where you're going to go to jail and die for your hood and then come back to join gentrified. This town.
Okay, so let me give you an example. You buy a home, right?
Yeah.
You don't own the home until you finish paying it off. Somebody breaks into your home. You kill somebody. Go to jail. You fought for a home that wasn't yours.
That's
yet.
A different story. That's trespassing. No, it's not. It's trespassing on your property.
Okay. Niggas look at it as you trespassing in their project.
No. Because they want. That's a whole different thing.
If that's all you've ever known, you would be overprotective of it.
Yeah, but that's the problem. That's all the quote unquote hood knows. You have to rep whatever you from and protect everything, even including the so-called streets that you own. Like, you don't own that.
Like, you don't even got no equity in that street.
None of that. No.
Like, what did Jay say?
Like, I own this corner. No, you don't.
Like, your mama ran on that street. She don't even own it. Like,
you like that, man. But, yeah. You know, it's a...
Come back, you see Lululemon, yoga pants.
Black folks in America ain't never got to own shit, so they had to take ownership of stuff.
Yeah, but take ownership of the right things.
So what is the right things if you don't have the means? If you don't have the means to even be able to purchase something, then fuck it. Until I get it, I'm going to own this because you still have to fake it till you make it.
Library right down the street.
The become means self, being money.
Become self-educated.
You can read all the fuck you want. If you ain't got the funds to go ahead and start purchasing stuff, then this shit don't matter what the fuck you read.
Nah, you can read about credit and get that money, free money, invest it, make it back, and make your own money.
It's not free money,
but it's like available money.
That's the misconception. They tell you it's free money. No.
It ain't free money, but it's available money.
There's nothing free in America.
I don't know. Credit is one of them things where it's like, all right, well, your credit score right, you can get funding.
Funding,
as long as you pay
funding,
it back.
You
still got to pay it back, but you
can. It's not free.
But you can leverage that shit. All right, it's not free, but you can leverage it.
Okay, you can leverage it. I can leverage my fucking charisma. That don't mean it's going to pay the bills.
Hell, well, maybe. Maybe.
Now, hey, go ahead. Explain how you going to leverage what you was about to say.
About credit?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like if you need capital for your business and you got good credit, get access to credit, access to a bank, get a line of credit, and leverage that to get some funds, pay for some marketing, make your money back, the bread back.
But why would you pay for marketing in this land of social media?
Sometimes, maybe you may not want to do the content creation by yourself. Maybe you want to free up the time by paying somebody else to do it in the faster time so you can focus on scaling other parts of your business. Maybe you may get to a point where you're like, all right, cool. I want to run paid social media ads. Maybe you just want to free up your time in so many different ways. Mm-hmm. Like maybe you want, you could pay for a virtual assistant to post on your behalf. You can pay for so many different things for social media to help with the marketing side. The point is, it's like it creates flexibility to, you know, take care of different hats in your business than with you having to physically having to like wear the hat for every part of that shit, because that shit is fucking annoying.
Mm-hmm. Personally, nah, I'm
about to change all that shit, but you know what I'm saying.
I get you. Personally, for me, just certain things I wouldn't want to put on. Like, it's like I can understand where somebody like Vince McMahon is so hands on with his business, because nobody's ever going to do it the way that you want to do it. No matter how much you pay them, no matter how much, how experienced they are, nothing looks like how you want it to look like unless you do it yourself.
Yeah, that's true. But that don't mean, even with him being hands-on, that don't mean he don't got systems in place. He may be...
He makes the final decision on everything.
Okay. He do make the final decision, right? But he could be like... That makes me... That's like the president, right? President of the United States, or just any, or any president of a board of directors, which
But see, if you are a president and you have a board of directors, your final decision isn't your final decision because it has to get voted on.
Okay, well, if you have full ownership and full autonomy and everything is left for you to make the final decision, but you still have a team around you that's going to go out and do the research, go out and pay for the systems, you know, build up like. Like, set everything up in a way where all you have to do is review it, review everything in a summarized version and say yes or no. You ain't gotta do the sales. You ain't gotta do the cold calling. You ain't gotta do the outreach. You don't have to do customer service. You don't gotta do all this other grunt work and manage all these other people below them as well. You can just be like, all right, cool. I can be hands-on, but I can selectively, I can be.
Don't worry about it. Just keep going. Like,
that was a concentration breaker.
But yeah, like.
Damn.
They sound like you got them good.
They got us there. They're good.
Keep going. Yeah, we was talking about this.
Bobby Boucher mama just came in.
Title of the service. Title of the episode, Bug Light. Nah.
Nah.
Nah. It said Bug Light.
Nah. You tried, though.
Yeah. I did. Participation points.
I guess.
But yeah.
I get it. I'm just playing devil's advocate with
you. I know, but it's a good question, though, because it's like, you know.
But me personally, it's like, whenever I have a project that I'm going to do for us.
Yeah.
I get feedback. But ultimately, because it's my project, I want to run it the way that I want to run it. Because if it fails, I want to be fully responsible for it not succeeding. Uh-huh. Not have other people poke holes in my, you know, in my idea, and then it doesn't go the way I want it to go. Like I've had, like I will give you an example. Had a game plan for we played a school. I had a game plan that I thought was the right game plan. Then I let somebody else start talking me out of that game plan. So I changed shit up, and we lost 43-0 nothing.
Damn.
Okay.
And honestly, it would have been a better situation for me to run it the way I wanted to run it, but I let somebody talk me out of my decision.
Now,
so it was like, if I would rather have got beat 43-0 and done it the way that I wanted to do it, than get beat 43-0 and let other people kind of dissuade my decision making.
Now, let me ask you something. Is it their fault or is it your fault?
It's my fault.
Is it? But why is it your fault?
Because I let somebody change my mind on something that I knew that was the correct way to do it.
So why did you let them if you knew?
Because I try to be judicious. I try to do the board of directors way. And board of directors way doesn't always work because everybody has agendas. Everybody has opinions. Sometimes they might have the right heart, but they don't have the right. They can't think like you.
Okay.
So this is my vision.
Okay.
So, in my vision, I got to do it the way that I see it, or else I'm not going to be satisfied.
Mm. Okay.
And if the results are negative, it was still my vision. Now I know that that vision won't work. Then I can always tweak it and make it a better vision instead of it being bastardized. It's like when you write a TV show and then you take it to the network and they want to start changing shit up. The next thing you know, it doesn't even look like the show that you initially envisioned. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see. I can see.
That looked like a lot of brain power you had there.
No, but I'm just trying to, you know, I want to make sure my point is made in how I'm trying to present my argument to him.
Yeah. You said it well.
I can understand that. I can also see how the benefits of having like that meeting of the minds type of thing. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, like, all right, cool. I want to hear what you got to say. But and I may take it into consideration, mm-hmm. but then be like, all right, cool. I'm still going to go this way, but I'm glad I heard you out. Like, you know what I'm saying? As far as like, it's like, you made some valid points. At least for that, like, it's good sometimes to have a second opinion, mm-hmm. not necessarily for that second opinion to be the primary opinion, but it's just mm-hmm. All right, cool. It's good to have another set of eyes on this just to see how other people would think. And, mm-hmm. I wanted to say something.
It's the same thing for me with motherhood, like what you just said, like definitely resonate with that. Definitely. Oh, definitely resonate with that.
Yeah.
Like, sure did. How? Like when people like, all right, sometimes I could be very stubborn. We all know this. When it comes to motherhood, it's like, people like, oh, you should do it like this. You should do it this way. You should do it that way. And I'm like, no, I'm going to do it my way because I'm the mom. I'm the mom, you know, I'm the mom, right? But sometimes doing it a certain way that others recommend kind of helps a little.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just helps a little bit. Like, makes motherhood a little much easier, a little bit easier.
Sometimes
it does help, and then sometimes it doesn't.
But it all depends on the situation. Like, in motherhood, I would say that it's good to lean on people who've had kids because mm-hmm. then they have that experience. But when mm-hmm. you're creating something fresh and new, sometimes it's like trial and error and you rather do it in the way that you saw. Like, for example, we did 3 video podcasts last year, dating podcasts, and the idea for them was phenomenal. But I didn't necessarily agree with how we presented it on the video tip.
Mm.
But it's not my idea. I can lay my concerns, but I wanted to see where he was going with it.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, I thought it was, you know, great idea. And I probably wouldn't have done the videos the way that we did the videos.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a great idea nonetheless.
Yeah.
And I would rather him walk away satisfied with how he did it than for me to start poking holes in it. And then we could lose the whole episode, mm-hmm. lose that line of content.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, gotta, you know, even on the other side of it, you gotta kind of understand when somebody's cooking, let them cook.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to that meme.
Yeah.
But you allowed them to speak, but then
No. I want you execute your idea because
the
way our podcast has gone when we jumped out to do video ideas initially, the first couple videos we did were kind of my idea.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first one we did, you was there.
Mm-hmm.
I planned everything. What did you guys do? Just show up.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, and I did that on purpose because I wanted it to be the way that I saw it in my head when I had the dream was the way I wanted it to go. Mm. Feel me? So when we did the second joint, same thing. Kind of was like, okay, follow my lead on this and let's let that go.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see how it goes. And ultimately, I think they were okay. Could have been better. But, you know, at least we gave it the old college try. And we all, you know, we can learn from that. Same as Tune's ideas. I can't tell him how to do his ideas because that's his vision. That's what he saw.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Now, I don't always have to necessarily agree with everything because I'm very opinionated myself. So I have my ideas on stuff. But I had to learn how to say, step back, let him cook.
Mm-hmm.
However, I want to add that sometimes people may have...
That's a humbling statement, by the way. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would say, like, people... Sometimes people have, like, incomplete ideas.
Yes.
They may have an idea, but they may desire for, you know, help, assistance, yes. Like, you know.
Totally. But you could tell that. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying Tune's thing, he did all his research. If you go back and look at it, mm-hmm. he looked up the kind of software we would need to do the videos. Mm-hmm. He thought the whole thing through. It was a great ass idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, it came out the way that he wanted it to come out. I'm not mad at it. I was glad.
Hmm. But how do you feel about a person my age? You know what I'm saying? When you say, what did you say again? When the idea is incomplete, mm-hmm. do you think people my age come up with a lot of ideas that is always incomplete? Or
everybody does.
Everybody does?
Age okay. don't matter.
Age don't matter. Matter.
How old are you?
Because I'm 25, so, you know, sometimes, like, there's always a thought, like, oh, I'm going to do this, but there's no context on how you're going to get there. You feel me?
But ideas start off incomplete, then you build it as a, like, you, honestly, you just have, an idea is an idea. You start off as an incomplete thing. You say, okay, this is what I'm thinking. So as you plan it out and you're writing it out.
You should be doing it, right?
Your idea starts to really start to form. Mm-hmm. So it's like you start off and say, okay, I want to do this. Mm-hmm. But you don't know how you're going to do this. Now you have to start putting in the work to say, okay, how am I going to get here? What do I need to do to get here? Mm-hmm. That's when you start forming it's like making a sandwich, right? You have mm-hmm. the bread. The bread is the idea. Now you have to fill the sandwich up with your lettuce and condiments and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And you don't know how you're going to get there until you get there.
I will also add
that's
like,
a good point.
I'd also add that sometimes people with the sandwich idea, sometimes people may think they know what they want to put on the sandwich, but then they start asking like, hey man, they start doing taste tests. Hey, what mm-hmm. you think about this sandwich? Hey, and they asking all kinds of people. Then they're like, hey, you know what? You know, mayonnaise is it's okay, but I think you should put like some yellow mustard, some Dijon. Yeah, I was thinking that. I just stated. Yeah, some Dijon mustard or
like, what do you think something. I should put on this sandwich? Like all these questions, like what about just yourself as an individual?
It's always good to have somebody to bounce ideas off of.
Yeah,
I think that's the most important thing. You can bounce ideas off. Like I have my friend Kim who has her catering, who has her bakery company. Mm-hmm. And me and her bounce ideas off of advertising all the time. Whenever a holiday's coming, she'll text me, hey, this is what I'm thinking. And I'll be like, okay, I like this. Maybe you could do this. So now we're building on her idea. I'm helping her, but I'm not taking her idea. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
I would say also, you made a good point right there about taking ideas. Mm-hmm. I think it's important for people to understand that right there. Like first off, I think that's a healthy but unhealthy type of fear where you hold so tightly to an idea that you're unwilling to share it with other people because you fear that they may take your idea and you know, implement it themselves. But even though that's like, you know, a justifiable fear, it's important to understand, and it's easier said than done, because I still deal with it, but it's important to understand that, like, just because you share an idea, you may share that idea, and maybe they get insight and they feel inspired and want to take it, but at the end of the day, that doesn't mean they're gonna do it the way you're gonna do it. That don't mean they got the same ideas, the same plans, the same thought process, the same drive, the same dedication to execute the idea and be consistent. So, like, I think when people, so long as people understand that part, it's just like, all right, cool. I share this idea. Are you likely to do it? Are you likely to put it into action? Because people talk all the time. We all talk all the time. Mm-hmm. It's a difference between actually doing it. Because that fear, when you execute an idea, some real ass shit.
I mean, I love, like me, I love talking ideas with anybody, really. They don't even fucking matter. I meet you on the street.
Yeah.
What you got going on? I want to know.
Nothing, man.
Like, it's real shit because sometimes, you know, you get inspired. Mm-hmm. Like I have a project I've been working on for almost the last year. And I get ideas just by talking to other people. Mm-hmm. Get inspiration to add this or add that, take this out, change this. Like, you know, it's...
See, no, that's my issue. I need to network more. That sounds like what you're doing, networking.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the most important thing when you're out there. But it's like, just conversation. But you got to be comfortable talking to people. Mm. Like, I don't care who I talk to. Fucking walk past me. I see something in common, break the ice, and then we start talking, and you never know where it takes you.
Yeah. I think it's also important, even with that, because it can be scary to talk to people. But understanding that people are really regular at the end of the day. People are just like, we are all just like each other. Aside from like, yeah, they can be intimidating, and yeah, they can be standoffish. But that's not everybody. Just because somebody got a rusting bitch face don't mean they a bitch. That's probably just how they look. Nicest person Guilty. In the world.
Do you think people are intimidated by the person or by their aura? Mm. What do you think,
Ooh,
guys?
That's a good one.
It's probably the aura.
The aura, yo.
God, yeah, they aura. Care themselves.
I'm not an easily trusting person. I could smell some negative shit on this motherfucker.
But what if you're wrong?
Yeah. I mean, I've never been wrong. So, in my opinion, like, not to sound like I'm ahead of myself, I'm just saying, like, I've never been wrong about an aura that I felt with a person so far.
Mm. What about me?
Real good.
He's a whole rested bitch right here.
No. Like, you know what's funny? The first time I met him, like, I didn't get no bad vibe at all. Like, everyone else, like, oh, red flag. But you think it's minor, but sometimes it's really hella red flags with that person. But with Gail, it was like zero. Like, I felt like I knew him for years or something.
Oh, yeah, I also talked online for like 20 years.
Wow. I mean, that helped. But seeing him... You put the face.
So let me ask you this. If y'all didn't speak online and you started talking, like you just randomly met in public one day, do you think you'll get the same vibe?
Yes. I think I would, honestly. I think I would. Because at first, I thought he was arrogant.
It's because he's a pretty boy.
No. It was just his way. Like, but the arrogance, it wasn't there, really. It was just this mask he had. But he was just a very confident person about himself. So I was like, I confused arrogance with confidence.
True.
So he was just a confident person that I was attracted to. He exerted ways like that I never seen in any other guy. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy because you think, oh, yeah, you know, this guy's tall. This guy's this guy's that.
Bravado, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But here he is.
She said she liked that Pinoy in my cheeseburger. I didn't like Beast when I first met him.
For real?
A long time ago.
Yeah, damn. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, sometimes, you know what? Let me clear up this.
They'll take it.
Sometimes I could be wrong. Mm-hmm. Maybe by a person or because at first I did think he was arrogant, but he was just very confident.
Yeah.
I mean, what vibe did you get about me?
He said, what can I say? What can I say?
What can I say? Oi.
Meanwhile, mine's like on a whole different perspective or spectrum, whatever you want to say. Mm-hmm. I think the older I get, the more I hate people. Because like, when I was younger, I wanted like, you know,
friends.
Friends, acceptance from other people I don't even know. Like, but the older I get, I'm like, what the fuck? I don't need your validation. I don't know who the fuck you are.
As your confidence grew.
Yeah, as my confidence grew.
Your like, patience for people.
Yeah, my patience is fucking growing thin on people I don't even fucking know. I don't know you. You don't fucking matter to me. I don't give a fuck about you.
That's
what I keep telling her. Yeah. Like, yo, I don't give a fuck about people. Yeah. I hate people.
I was going to say something about that.
I know
like,
an individual is smart. I like individuals, but I fucking hate people.
I can't be like that.
Because, you know, you're a people person.
No, it ain't even just that because people annoy me too. But I don't have the type of, I don't live the, my lifestyle isn't conducive to being, like I isolate when I'm at home and when I'm away from like what I do within coaching and working. But outside of that, I can't isolate because I'm in a people's business.
Right.
In everything I do. So it's like, I almost don't have a choice but to like people. Because you can't work. Like, when I see people that work at, like, restaurants and cashiers or concierge, and they are, like, totally disgusted and annoyed with people. I'm like, why did you get that job? You know, like,
yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you don't make, like, don't people.
Sense. Common sense. There's no common sense in that.
Yeah, basically. It makes no sense at all. Like, you literally just sat there and just talk crazy about people, but your job is to make them feel good about whatever the fuck they're doing.
Right. Mm. I mean, it's kind of true. Yeah. Like, you work in a fast food restaurant, you complaining. Yeah. You work as a fucking flight attendant, you complaining. Mm-hmm. Like,
I hear that shit all the time. Like, I have coworkers that work the door. They're like, oh, they get on my nerves. I'm like, what the fuck did you expect?
You signed the paper to work here.
No, when I used to work at an airport, like, that's what they always do. Flight attendants.
You worked at an airport?
Yes.
That is so random.
I'm sorry. Well,
why you apologize?
It is random, I know. But, like, the ladies and the guys, you know,
they can't see you do that.
I know. But those type of guys, right? I know. But they're, like, standoffish, right? I mean, they stand off to the side after they get their coffee, whatever. Mm-hmm. And they will talk shit about everybody. All the patrons on the flight. Everybody. Every single one.
I
mean,
we do, too. Yeah. Like, I do, too. But it's like, I don't hate them.
But they say they hate them. Like, oh, I hate this old person. He was getting on my nerves. Blah, blah, blah. He was drunk. He flashed us. I'm like, what do you expect? You know?
Yeah. No, you're totally correct. Because it's like, you really look at it like this. It's like Beast being a photographer and saying, fuck these people, and they have them taking family photos. Like, what the fuck?
Dumb ass family.
Hate these motherfuckers.
Smile, bitch.
Smile, motherfucker.
Stupid family, all happy and shit.
Like, damn. Like,
hope you guys divorce.
Wow. That's so hateful.
That's fucked up.
But it's a lot of people like that, bro. Like, it's a lot of people. There's people I work with at Brooklyn that are like that, right? And I'm like, why did you want to make money?
It's just for the money, actually.
But but in order to make the money, you have to make people feel good, especially in that kind of business, nightlife. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to make them feel good, but you want their money. How does that work?
Double standard right there.
It don't work.
It don't work at all. Like, you know why you know why he could work at his last job so long? It was just him.
Yeah, just me.
Yeah, he didn't have to interact with people.
Yes.
I mean, I did, but it's like,
it's this minimal contact. Interaction with other people. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, knock at the door. Here's your stuff. Okay, cool. Oh, such and such. Okay, well, I'll check in on it. All right, thank you. Boom, he's gone to the next one.
Exactly. And then when a customer complains, I'm like, man, fuck you. Like, I'm about to get fired, man.
You don't
remember,
saying,
I used to always fucking call you, like, this stupid ass bitch. Like,
yeah, you always vent to me and stuff. Yeah. So I'm at a gas station right now. This bitch got on my nerves.
This bitch my fucking nerves, man. I'll throw this fucking box at her next time.
Nah, but going back to your question about the aura. Wait, it was your question.
It was my question.
Your question. That aura, yeah, that shit is real. Especially like as a photographer and just meeting like different like different like
oh, what the hell?
Get out your mouth, bitch. Come on.
Pause.
No, I'm good. Especially like meeting like high level people or fluent people that actually got these brand names like Eric Thomas, right? Or I'm gonna just say it. Like even like Angie Ann's, right?
Take a shot.
What can I say, man? I really fuck with her. Like, she's just cool as shit. Mm-hmm. But for a long time, you know, I was so caught up on like not necessarily the physical, visual or but it was the voice because I had always heard her on the radio. And so I'm standing there. We're at like a property or a job or whatever. And it's just like, oh, shit. You sound exactly the same as how you are on the radio. Mm-hmm. And so I always see her as Angie Ange, like, you know, the brand. Mm-hmm. But the more and more I got to know the person, the more I'm like, dang, you're so lit. You're just Angie or Angela. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so that's, I think that's the case with so many people. A lot of these, especially on social media, these influencers, be like, you don't even, when you see them in person, you don't even call them by their name. Oh, that's, you don't even call them by their first or last name.
Call them
you
by call, their IG name.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, it's definitely the aura, man. Like, shoot, even with a pastor Battle at Zion Church, yo, his aura really got me. Like, he had waving me, like, before we, like, now we know each other now, but I remember, like, he'd waving me and I'm like, hey, oh, what, looking at me? Or I see him at Wegmans just chilling, regular person, regular person. And it's just like, dang, what you doing at Wegmans? Like, what you doing just sitting there?
That's reading what I newspaper? Feel about Justin LaBoy. I done seen that man so many times now. I was like, bro, what the fuck you? He walked into my spot and I was like, what the fuck you doing here?
Oh, he local?
No, he's not. He just keeps going back.
The page that had posts and stuff? Like,
yeah, respectfully. Yeah, I've literally have seen him 3 times in the last month.
That's crazy.
Damn, he just keep coming back to Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing going on in Brooklyn that much, ain't it?
He loved D.C. He's a good guy. He's hilarious.
That's funny how, like, even,
that's
like,
awesome, though. Kudos to him.
That's funny, like, even the aura of cities, like, places. Yeah. Like, I remember used to drive an Uber. Had this one guy. He was from Nashville. He was like, yo, man, y'all got museums and so many attractions.
He really wanted to say, y'all got niggas here.
Yeah, for real, though. That's what he really wanted to say. Definitely.
No, that's the aura of the DMV, right?
Yeah.
Like, what? People that come from these smaller towns,
yeah,
they're like, yo, I've never seen so many black people in one area.
Man. For that real? Is
like
so
you say that all the time.
No, like, it's for real.
Yeah.
You know, we're so spoiled by seeing so many black people.
Man, I feel that. Like, I feel like the DMV is like this.
Think about it. If you're from, like, Columbus, Ohio, how
it's
many black
be all
people?
White people there.
It's like, so the, if you really look at it, the highest concentration of black folks
is in the city.
Is in DMV, New York,
Baltimore,
or
Atlanta.
Like major
Atlanta,
cities.
Yeah.
Yeah, major cities.
Atlanta. I don't even know, like, I can't speak for LA because I've never been.
That thing is mostly.
But I feel like LA is like is
Hispanic, right?
Yeah, yeah. Hispanic and like Caucasian.
Yeah,
but then white. You got places like
isn't
Iowa.
More Asians there too?
Yeah, no, or like Nebraska.
Really. Yeah.
There's definitely a lot of Asians in L.A.
It not is not like L.A., but like
in California.
The outer cities of L.A., yeah.
It's like if you go like in, even around here, you get a higher concentration of Asians in like
Virginia.
Northern Virginia.
And Montgomery County.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Germantown, Bethesda, and Rockville and stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely.
You ain't seen a bunch of Asians in College Park.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
You barely see some, yeah.
But you know, I think that puts things in perspective, like proper perspective. Like if you're used to living in the DMV and, you know, you don't really go, you don't travel, you don't go outside of the DMV, you don't realize it's hard. So it may be difficult to properly or truly understand just how different and how prevalent racism really still exists and prejudice, like throughout the country. Mm-hmm. It's just like, dang, like
shit. Just take 2-hour trip to fucking Deep Creek, that whole area. Shit.
Deep Creek?
Go or to Westminster.
You talking about Deep Creek Lake? You talking about
that whole area up there.
That shit racist as fuck.
Yeah.
Maryland is like DMV is deceptively non-racist. When then you, as soon as you start spreading out, go to Crofton,
all of that,
Anne Arundel County, Howard County, fucking Cecil County. The closer you get to West Virginia and Delaware and all that, it just get more racist.
You ain't never noticed that?
Nah, not really. Damn. I mean, granted, I'd be on some, like, I'm going to this specific destination, so
yeah,
I just be like, oh yeah, it's scenic out here, but to like actually going to a Walmart or you know going to like these specific locations, it's just like
you see it, you get it at the Eastern Shore too. Because think about it, all the locals there are white.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We go to all the little, like, if you go on the strip and you walk, go to every store that you go to that's on the strip, there's no black people working there. None of them joints. Literally none.
And it's also interesting, like, it puts also things in perspective when people try to downplay the, like, how long ago, like, the civil rights movement was, and, like, yo, like, hey, segregation is no more. And they're like, oh, but that was, like, you know, a long time ago. So we're in the future, man. Like, stop being so, like, sensitive. And the whole time, it's like, hold up, wait.
Martin Luther King was, like, is, like, younger than, like, Trump.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's just like, dang. Like, it really...
It wasn't that long ago.
Like, maybe that seems long ago because you're in an environment where... No. I'm just saying, like, if you're in a bubble like the DMV where there's a melting pot of different races and you got all types of laws where it's like, you know, it's like, it's kind of like...
Are you dancing? Free,
now I'm being expressive.
Swimming is
all through the funky chicken.
Looking like Michael Phelps out here.
Nigga, stop like, swimming.
It's like, you know, it's a little liberal, but then you go to
on
other,
the surface, yeah.
On the surface, yeah, definitely on the surface. But then when you go to like middle of the country, Montana or, you know, parts of Kentucky, you're like, oh wait,
Beast.
Oh
it's
no,
not that liberal in the state of Maryland.
Right. I get that, but I'm saying like well, maybe not Maryland,
you
but
don't
like
have to, you don't have to
is
go.
Is it more
far.
Liberal in DC though?
No.
Why?
Because the gentrifiers are taking over, so they're making it more white.
White.
They taking over.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Taking over.
No, but like what I'm saying is, I get what you're saying.
Okay.
But you really don't even have to go that far in this in our own state. To see the difference. Like, I went to St. Mary's County for a game. Stopped at a store. And I was like, I was like, you know what? I'm all right. I'm just going to go back in my car and drive. Because you can feel it.
Yeah. I used to work there for like 2 years.
You can literally feel it.
I know.
Shit, you can feel it in Akakik.
Nah, it depends. Cause yeah, you probably can. It depends.
If it's an old, like one of them old food stops over there, right before you get to Waldorf.
Yep.
I stopped at that deli one time, and I did not feel welcome.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, but it all depends. Go.
I get it. Yeah, I know those vibes. Mm-hmm.
Shit, so, when I was down there in that kick, the ones where I had to go in the fucking woods. Hell yeah, I felt unsafe every day.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you don't understand. When I used to deliver down there, I'm like, why the fuck do y'all live in the woods all secluded?
My cousin got a house in Waldorf. And he, this nigga literally got the house. He was happy because he could just shoot his gun in the woods.
Oh, you're talking about
yeah. Okay. Like, what kind of demented shit is that? Just, I want to shoot my gun in the woods. The fuck?
That's some fun but scary shit.
Yeah.
Because you think about, I got my gun, but all right. What if someone actually comes through?
Exactly.
Because you are over here secluded by yourself, then you gotta use it.
Fuck
that's
that.
Even scarier because you're by yourself, you're alone.
Yeah, no lights. Your light, the lights is only from your house.
And not even just that,
no
but
sidewalks.
But you watching all kinds of shit on WhatsApp or social, like you
fall. You need to have a lot of surveillance cameras like everywhere.
That shit don't matter. You know how long it takes for law enforcement to get to you?
Right.
If something is going down?
Dang.
You might as well have a whole artillery.
Right.
Yeah.
Might as well be,
Tony Montana.
Extremist.
Might as well be the gay guy from
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, that's what I said. Might as well be the extremist. You want some Metal Gear type shit?
Yeah, you got holes in the ground.
Right.
Like,
you got holes in the ground and you're going to wait for another.
That foot bomb go off? What the fuck?
Some random flame guy come through. Did you make out with him?
Oh, man.
Wow.
I'm glad I watched that.
You loved that,
much
part, didn't you?
That shit was hilarious. I'm sorry. He got on top of him. Like, whoa, what the fuck is going on here?
He's like, go wind down
no,
south.
That shit was like the most awkward silence. Because you're like,
I know damn well he's not
going
to do
anything. What's going on here? Because I was like, I remember this part of the game, but I don't remember this. I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. It's like, you know, and it's fucked up. My first thought was, kids are watching this.
He was just like, I'm just gonna suck your dick now.
Right. It's like no words, just looking at each other. It had a dude from like, wasn't he on like Parks and Rec?
Yeah, Parks and Rec. Jesus. He was like a manly ass dude. But then
what the fuck? But you know what? Great acting. That was a great episode.
Yeah,
that was great.
Yes.
Great episode.
It made me cry to end though.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, cry.
When they died.
Up.
Yeah.
I thought that was beautiful. I was
like, damn, nigga, burn the house down.
Fuck. Yeah, that would have been more better.
I ain't gonna lie. Mm-hmm. If I was Joel, I would have just buried them niggas, threw the bed away, grabbed another bed from somewhere else,
and lived there.
Lived there.
And live there. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got food for 30 years.
Right.
Shit.
But I mean, all that stuff is rusted. Like at that point. Right, no. Like the gate and stuff. Like, how would he keep finding resources? Safe.
Yeah, just maintain everything.
Yeah, he was young enough to fix shit up.
But you know, he had to keep going because what's her name?
Marlene.
No, that girl.
Ellie.
Excuse me.
So, you know what? This is a fucked up.
If it wasn't about Ellie, he was just by himself. He probably just lived there. With his girl.
Also, I've watched all the episodes. What we get like talking about.
So this is the fuck. This is a fucked up thought. I was like, at what point did he think about raping her?
What the fuck?
So look.
What the fuck?
Think about it like this.
We say grape around here, dude.
We say grape.
Grape.
Grape. Okay, whatever. Grape soda.
Because, like, think about it. He ain't been with a woman in years.
He had, what's her name?
But he had a daughter. See?
I understand that.
He's a little more sensitive.
So is he thinking, maybe not rape, but is he thinking, maybe I could hang out long enough for her to turn 18.
He was going to groom her?
Because you got to think about it. No.
That's actually a real thought.
That's a real-ass thought.
I understand, but you're the only one thinking that.
I guarantee I'm not the only one thinking that.
You were the only one thinking that because I thought he saw her as the daughter. Like,
I understand that. That was at the end. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the beginning.
Oh, in the beginning. And that's too early to think.
But he was already with a chick, though.
Who? Yeah, he was still with Tess.
Oh, not that very.
He wasn't with Tess, though.
No, he was. That was
in the game.
It was implied that was his.
Yeah, but I don't live in the world of implies.
You can tell because she was laid up on her, right?
Yeah, yeah.
See, no, but you know what? I was scared more so when the what's the name, the preacher dude.
Oh man, that traumatized me. Remember. He was trying to rape
Ellie. The one that he was trying to save.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's part of the game. Saved her. Yeah, that was part of the game.
Yeah, no, like, that's why I was like, I hope they don't try to get him to rape her.
Yeah.
Grape her.
Mm-hmm. It was more intense in the game.
Yeah, in the game it was more intense.
But in the
intense,
show, it was a little, like.
It was intense on the show. It wasn't as intense as the game.
It was around the same level of intensity. Yeah, definitely.
It's like, that's when she lost her innocence.
Yeah. That was a great scene.
Because when she started stabbing the original Joel.
Oh, yeah.
That guy, the helper guy, was the original. He's the guy that voiced Joel in the game.
Do you remember that scene? Remember when they were about to, like, stab her or kill her or whatever? She showed her bite marks?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the guys she's, like, hit in the neck with a machete? The white guy.
The white guy.
Yeah.
That's the guy that originally voiced Joel in the game. And her mom is the original voice for Ellie.
Mm-hmm. That was
the
lit.
One that died because she got bit.
That was so cute. That part made me cry too.
That wasn't even in the game though, right?
No, that was just cute for the show.
Though, because like she was holding little Ellie.
They had to explain it, I guess.
Yeah, it's a good for canon.
Like, oh, I did see that at the end of the show. Like the little commentary. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's too predictable to me. I'm like,
nah, I mean, because really. You played the game.
Yeah.
Hopefully, season two is just as crazy.
You know what I thought was crazy in the show was when they was trying
why?
To.
You already got to. Oh, sorry.
Oh, I watched all that joint. That joint was really good. But it was an episode when it was with the, what's that black dude and the brother?
Henry?
Henry, yeah.
Yeah. And so, fucking like, Henry. So when all the, when Joe was, like, trying to snipe off everybody. And all the little zombie-looking people came out of the ground. Mm-hmm. That big motherfucker that was
that
like
was the, what's the joint called?
The bloater.
The bloater. Mm-hmm. That's like the final form.
Damn.
Yeah. Like, damn. It's like years of infection.
Yeah. It's years,
man.
But how? How can they get that big?
Because it's decomposed your flesh.
And your fungus keeps growing and growing and growing.
But, like, remember the scene where, I guess, the guy or whatever, he was already pressed against the wall. Was he already dead? And then the fungus just start growing into the wall? Remember
that? Yeah, he's stuck to the wall.
So he stuck to the wall.
Yeah, he's stuck.
So why that didn't happen to the bloater? That doesn't make sense.
He wasn't stuck.
No, because he's
he just kept growing.
Out in nature. Nah, them the hardest ones to kill.
Hell yeah.
I remember that. I remember those days, but I'm like, damn, like.
I was just surprised they showed the bloater so early.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why did they do that?
I don't know. I'm not.
That's
the fucking
what I'm saying.
Creator.
Like, what's the
I
point?
I think, see, bro. I think in the game, in the show, they focus saying, more on like, the humans and not really as much with the infected.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It don't make sense to show bloater early because you got season two to worry about.
You still
got to
explain. Yeah, you still got to. We just got a sneak peek of it. Mm-hmm. We ain't even really get to see the motherfucking action.
Mm-hmm. Just one scene when the bloater's like snapped off the dude's neck.
Yeah, like that shit was intense.
I'd rather just die at that point.
I mean, you did.
You ain't got no choice.
Yeah. I mean, no. I mean, if I witnessed that, I'm just like, all right, you could just bite me.
Nah. Good. I need to get, while he doing that, I gotta get the fuck out of there.
Right.
Jump in the car, we gone.
So, what else?
Oh, I wanted to ask y'all, because we was talking about this at work. Mm. How comfortable are you guys with showing PDA?
I'm comfortable. That's a good question. There's levels to it. There's a time and place for it.
Definitely like, levels.
You need to not be excessive because that shows that you're insecure about your relationship and you don't need to be too, we call it like too...
performative.
Conservative about it. Same so thing. It has to be a balance. Like, I love you, boo boo, I see you later, kiss, whatever. But not some porn star action, you know, in front of everybody. Hey, sometimes they do. Nah, I'm just saying, I'm like, you don't need to be, you know, fucking in front of people. You know what I'm saying?
I hope not. What about you, Gil?
I mean, we do, but not to a level.
Y'all like peck?
No, yeah, we're not white people.
Like, what are y'all levels? Like, what, like, because there's different levels. Like, what is PDA to you?
Like, he'll hold my thigh when we're talking, or have his arm wrapped around me, or we'll kiss
each
other.
In public or in the house?
Public, both.
Like, I can't hold her thighs.
I don't know, nigga.
Like, no, like when he's talking, like blah blah blah. He holds you. You know, you hold your girl thigh, just for support or just holding something. I don't know. Like men do it sometimes, so he's one of them. So it's that level, not to the extreme.
Not
like,
to where I just
like he just
finger popping her right
in front of people.
Phoenix is like, oh my god!
This is how you show affection. No,
that's how you get pregnant. We use that.
Well, oh god. Okay. What about you, B?
I don't mind it. I just do what I want. But like,
whoa.
But
whoa, so like, whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, real grapes,
whoa,
grapevine action.
No, well,
rephrase that, please.
Well, in the sense that, like, well, okay, I don't mind showing PDA. Like, I just like I don't look at it as Let me do it so people like in some insecure way. If I feel like holding your hand, I'm gonna hold your hand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna reach out for it and do that. If I feel like kissing you, I just feel like it's like what I do in private, like on some like, well, the I don't know. I don't feel insecure about this.
Like what you do in private, but not times 10 in public.
Right.
Basically, right.
So are you do that with your girl now?
Yeah.
This nigga's in love.
Nah, I just like that shit. Like, I mean, I've always wanted
like what?
To do it.
Like what? Give me an example, B.
Like, hold her hand, hug her, kiss her in public, you know, like.
Like,
you
what
know,
type of kiss? Like, just. You
put
take
your
her,
tongue down her throat?
Like that, or just.
Nah, like, I mean, I don't put my tongue down her throat, but, like, yeah, we make it out in public. Like, I bring her head towards mine.
You got some hoes, man. Right.
But not all the time, but, like, I do it, though. Like, I don't, or I do, like, a little peck, you know what I mean? So,
yeah. Oh, you gay.
Oh wow.
I can see how people
like
can
little kisses on the cheek and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I can see how people feel uncomfortable about that because it's like, you know, there's that sense of like people looking like, oh, don't people looking at us? Like, no. I can see how people may feel that way. That's what I'm saying.
Man, fuck.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, bro, like,
you remember those days, babe? Mm-hmm. Tell him right.
Wow.
It's like, no.
I'm so confused. That's good. I don't want to know.
Put your ears.
I'm uncomfortable by it.
You don't like PDA?
You don't like it?
Nope.
He wants a sophisticated relationship.
I'm a chill person, and sometimes I feel like PDA brings more attention than I would like.
So you're an introvert with your relationship.
I am very introverted. Mm-hmm. Thank you for noticing, because my friends don't seem to believe me when I tell them.
Don't see it.
I mean, your profession says otherwise. Yeah,
don't but that's it. Me pretending.
Wow.
Well, you're an actor.
Mm-hmm. No, I just know how to play.
Didn't
the role
know you were a
room.
Pretender. Mm-hmm. Fake but ass like, niggas in my presence.
But like seeing it makes me uncomfortable. So then I think about it when I'm engaging in it, and it's kind of like.
I mean, you don't give your girl a kiss on the cheek or a hug.
In the car?
Dang.
But like,
is that bad?
No. I mean, like, I've had girls I dated that would, like, hold on to my arm, grab my hand, and I'll do it if they're going to do it. But
I mean,
for me personally, just, I don't feel comfortable.
I mean, you still in an alpha male position. Like, when a girl just put her arm around yours and y'all walking. But, I mean, you holding hands, I could feel maybe your discomfort with that. Because sometimes I don't like that holding hand shit sometimes.
Yeah, it's just weird. I think it's weird for me because I don't really date like that, and I don't really be. I like since I broke up with X, I haven't been on a date or anything.
No hookup.
I've been like
chilling,
just immersed in work,
monk type shit.
I have self control, so it's whatever. But like. I just don't. It's always foreign to me. It's always been foreign to me. I didn't grow up seeing PDA. Like at all, so like when I see it, it's kind of strange. Mm. So for me, it's just weird. It makes me feel weird. I don't know.
How do we segue from that?
I can understand that.
Maybe I'll get an AI to simulate my PDAs.
Wow.
That's your segue.
You want some cyberpunk type shit. Remember, babe, that scene?
Fuck that game.
Oh, wow.
No, like, you in a machine.
You still ain't watch it? Shame.
He's giving it to you. You know, you trying to get with AI like that?
Nah.
AI
trying
really
to do, like, Total Recall.
Wow.
AI really about to take over, though.
Like AI is definitely going to take over, and I'm fucking terrified.
That it's like, yeah, me too. It's like, on the one hand, I'm excited, but on the other hand, I'm like, shit,
they
no one's safe. Like,
Skynet.
Really.
Yeah, you don't even need celebrities anymore.
But I will say, this early form of AI, it sounds robotic. Like, I've seen some TikToks of, like, artists, AI versions of artists doing other people's songs, and you can tell that it's, like, not a real person singing. Mm-hmm. So it's like, keep it like that.
I think it's demonic, yo. Like,
demonic?
Very scary shit.
You know, it's interesting you say that because, like, a thought I've been having just, like, to myself.
Demons can mimic you. Like, they can mimic your tone, your voice, and everything.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even know, like, maybe your neighbor is a fucking demon. You don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, so think about it. What? If they make an AI, right?
Uh-huh.
And they're robots, and they're gonna give you the idea, oh, you can become an android or some shit like that. What if they just kill you for your organs or parts to make AI, this person, this clone, this cyborg, and they insert this demonic entity to work through that cyborg? I don't know. It's like a biblical thing, like what I'm trying to say. Like, it doesn't make sense right now, but you're trying to put
that.
A soul into this machine.
Yeah.
So this is how. You know, they're going to get their Terminator on in the future.
Like on some Antichrist type vibes.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that too. I was like, dang. Like lately, I'm like, dang.
So you sacrifice yourself.
Is this going to be the Antichrist?
For an immortal life. But the whole time, you yourself is dead. But they're using your body, who you are as a person, to make another individual. And whole time you in hell somewhere and sacrificed already. And then this demon's in this body and he's portraying as you. I don't know. That's how I feel about AI. Maybe it's a stretch. I don't know.
I feel like nothing's a stretch. Like
this is a conspiracy theory. It's just a theory. Just a theory. Just a theory.
Like the way it's the way how fast things are moving with AI, I'm just like, dang. Like
I wouldn't put it past it.
It's crazy. Like in 10 years, like there's a lot of there's been a lot of change every decade. Like look at how much change there has been between 2000 and 2010, mm-hmm. and 2010 to 2020. Like remember when the iPhone first came out? Like back in 2000, we were barely using Nokia.
I was playing with BlackBerry.
Man, before Sidekicks. And now it's like, yo,
greatest
like,
phone ever made.
Facts. I never had one. But
on the Sidekick?
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a burgundy one.
But yeah, man, it's like that joint, it's crazy. So it's like, what's the next 20 years gonna look like? Shit. The next 10 years for sure, but the next 20 years, man, like that's it's gonna be.
If we don't get a flying fucking car in the next 10 years, I'm gonna be so disappointed.
It's gonna already behind. Less,
right, we've been behind the Jetsons for like years now.
It's gonna become less and less human. That's all I know.
I think what's really gonna happen, like, I hate to say it, but like, so as much as I think about Terminator 3 and Skynet with AI, I also think about The Matrix, man. Like, because you have these movies. Like ever since,
Matrix. Like them clones, like the them.
Ready
like
Player people, One.
Like, no, not even just Matrix. Not no. even just dope. Not even born. Just Ready Player One. Definitely for Ready Player One. But have y'all seen this movie? It was like low key, but it's called Vanilla Sky with Tom Cruise.
Yeah, that's not low key, but yeah.
Oh, it's not low key.
Literally not low key.
No, and I heard of it. You can go ahead and tell us.
Yeah, but it's like it's just the world. He it's like a simulation where everybody's asleep, and then it's like The Matrix, where it's like, you know, you're in this simulation and you're living in this world, but that it's like the real world, but that's not real life, but it feels real life. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's where life is headed, a mixture of that and The Matrix, but more so The Matrix, because it's like when you wake up, you realize the real world is controlled by machines and artificial intelligence. And it's just like, dang, like, it's as if I wouldn't be surprised in 50 years or 100 years where AI is so sophisticated where they completely run the show. And in order to experience humanity again, you have to experience it in virtual reality.
Well, I'm going to say there's only one component of life that's never going to change. Sex.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like,
nothing beats the real thing.
So wait. So you gonna tell me you fuck a robot is gonna be the same as fucking a normal woman?
If they put like fleshlight in that joint.
You said fleshlight in that joint.
If they put
I get it, but
they could put synthetic flesh into a robot.
They have it now.
They have fleshlights now, bitch. Yeah.
I know, but if they put that inside of a robot and then, you know, make it that will simulate never emotions.
That will never match.
Yeah, but see.
Woman.
People fucking sex dolls and shit.
Yeah, but that's.
And marrying.
Those are incels.
That's basically.
They're called incels, beast.
They're basically masturbating.
Yeah.
It's like this. Here's the thing. This is why robots will never work, because they'll never be able to physically emote something that, like that feeling of. Like emotion that a human being is gonna ever do.
Sadness.
Not yet.
Yo, y'all seen Black Mirror?
It can never happen.
I've been meaning to watch it.
Y'all seen Black Mirror season one? I don't know, but season one.
What the fuck
two.
Is Black Mirror?
Man, y'all gotta watch it on Netflix. Okay, I'm not gonna say. Like one episode. I'm not gonna talk about it too much, but y'all should binge
you
watch
can,
it or whatever.
You can just spoil it for me because that's
okay. So this one episode, the woman, right? They, she with her husband, whatever. They just moved in or something like that. I don't remember too much, but he was a firefighter. He died on job. And then she went to the funeral, and then some homegirl of hers at the funeral, like, yeah, you know, my dude died, but I ordered an AI robot cyborg of him, and they just downloaded information and everything about this person and put it into who he is, and you wait, like, a couple months or something like that, and he got thaw his ass out in the tub, and then...
I remember that shit.
You remember? Thank you. So he thawed out, and he become alive. So, she was like, all right, I'll give it some thought. This shit sound crazy, but I'm going to do it. So, one day, she's like, all right, fuck it. I miss my man. So, she went ahead and do the thing. And then her man come out all butt naked. I'm like, oh, my God, my husband. So, she started freaking him and all that stuff. And then, all right, this is awesome. He's home. I miss him. This is Bae. She's pregnant.
By a robot?
No. I think she was pregnant before.
Saying, what the fuck? I was like, podcast over. I'm going back to Africa.
Yeah, that's some scary shit, though, if she got pregnant by him. No, I think she was pregnant before. She mm-hmm. She found out after he died.
Okay.
So they freaking or whatever. They had a good time. Then all of a sudden, when she's trying to get him to react to her or have emotions, she started going insane about it. Like, yo, like, why you not arguing with me like how we used to? Why you not saying I love you?
That's what
this and the third. That's the limitation. Scary shit. Yeah, because they're showing it in actual TV shows already. Yeah,
but they've been showing it.
I mean, in the 90s and stuff like that. They have movies like that too. But it just changed the dynamic of the sexual relationship, the natural relationship between a man and woman, a man and man, a woman and woman. For real, for real.
But what's to say that even though there are limitations, what's to say that AI can't learn that? Because when those movies are made, those are operating based on certain limitations. But now, fast forward, when things are advancing, it's like you watch a movie and you're like, oh, okay, oh, there's a deficiency, there's a lack. Oh, let me
I have an example for you.
Mm-hmm.
Star Trek, Data mm-hmm. was trying to learn how to be human.
Okay.
And he was the AI robot, and he could never understand why certain things, because it was like always constantly putting Data in, uh-huh. trying to understand,
uh-huh.
and couldn't really replicate it, because you can't replicate emotion.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. The same thing with that episode of Black Mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Can't replicate it. It's if you feel it or you don't.
Yeah. Like, it's like you have to have a soul to be able to really emote.
Mm. Now, what's weird is, like, remember the Age of Ultron or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
That Avenger movie? So he basically is an AI.
Yeah, but he only knew one emotion, and that was anger.
But what about Vision, though?
I didn't watch the TV show.
I didn't watch the TV show,
no. But he was confused most of the time. Mm.
Mm. Hey, side note, was the Vision show really dope? Vision and Wanda, whatever that show was.
Wanda Vision. I liked it.
Yeah.
You should get into that.
It set up the Marvel movie. That's the Captain Marvel movie that's coming out soon.
All right. Like, what would y'all rate it?
Doctor Strange.
1 to 10.
Just watch it.
I just watched Doctor Strange
20 minutes. Literally, you could watch it all tonight.
It's like they tried to make it into a horror movie, but it really
was that?
It really was mid. The most recent.
Doctor Strange? It was good. It was a lot of fan service.
But no, I literally just watched the first Doctor Strange today.
Wow.
That shit was tight.
Yo, what have you been doing all this time?
I know, man.
You're staring
I know.
At stealing like...
Nigga was single.
Like, I'm literally just trying to watch everything in order now. Yeah, that too.
What, you just watching porn?
Probably.
You heard the laugh?
Awkward silence. But yeah.
So is that it?
Shout out to sales, though, because
who?
I closed the deal.
Oh, you closed
it? Well, I basically closed the deal.
Oh, can I shout out to my sister?
Is she going to listen to this one?
Yes.
She better.
Yeah.
All right, shout out to my twin. She's going to start her own little podcast or streaming service, gaming thing on YouTube. So shout out to her.
Can you shout out her at whatever, streaming, whatever?
And she better add us back.
All right.
I think it's fighting? Tipsy Scales. _ Tipsy Scales.
That's her Twitch name?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. She's doing a damn thing. Mm-hmm.
Shout out, Kara.
Shout out to Minority Minds.
Minority Minds.
Podcast.
Shout out to Ayanna Angel.
That damn.
Who's that?
Don't worry about it.
What?
Minority Minds Podcast.